Okay, today is Daf Zayin of the Seft Erekin. We're on Vav Amud Beis. I believe, where? Beis today? Oh, we're in Zayin Amud Aleph, sorry. Okay. Fine, six lines. So we just said that there's a machlokes between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yossi, right? If someone's being, what? Yeah, it's like 10 lines on the back. If someone's being taken out to be killed, and either they do damage or damage is done to them, so there's a machlokes about it where they have to pay. So what's the machlokes about? So, Meshavik. So we said it's a machlokes whether or not the obligation to pay, you punch somebody in the face, you have to pay for that. That obligation, is that like it's written in the shtar? If it's written in the shtar, it doesn't matter whether he's going to be killed. I'll get it from the Yarshim. Right? That's what we said yesterday. Doesn't matter. He can't pay. We're not going to stop the execution to go. He's in Torah now. That we're not going to do. Right? Christians, why not? Why not? Why won't we do that? Why won't we do that? Stop now. He punched somebody, right? So he's taking out to be killed. But we don't stop that. We're not stopping the Torah. Why not? So the Rabbeinu Gershom said the reason we don't do that is because Tzar Balachayim. Amazing part. Tzar Balachayim for a human being. We're gonna make him sit there now through a trial about that. He punched somebody? Right, it's just fascinating. One second. The Yad Ramah says it's a V'yahafti L'Recha Kamocha. V'yahafti L'Recha Kamocha not to put him on trial. Punching somebody. You hear this? Amazing. He quotes over here, the Master Koshe says, I'll say another reason. Osig for mitzvah, put him in a mitzvah. We're being Osig now in the mitzvah, putting him to death. We're going to stop that, do something else? We don't stop. Fascinating. So the question was, can you go to the Yarshim now? Well, I see, punch somebody. Right? So can you go, and there's a lot of witnesses to that. So can you go to the Yarshim now? So that's a machloka. Right? Is the fact that he punched somebody and owes the money now, it's not like it's written in a shtar or not. Right? It's like a ketuv al peh, it's written in a shtar. That was the machloka. It's a meisvei. Hachofer bor b'rishos harabim. If somebody digs a pit in rishos harabim, v'nafal olav shor. V'hargo, you know what this meant, Rashi says, v'hargo, hashor horeg et hachofer. The guy digs a pit. And the guy's sitting in the bottom of his pit getting a suntan, and a shor falls in and kills this guy, right? Right? The shor kills the pit digger. That's what halacha is. If your animal kills somebody, you have to pay kofar. It was an accident. You didn't do anything. You were negligent. Your animal killed somebody. So there's some kind of in Shemayim, something happened, right? Your property killed somebody. But the bride says, putter. You're putter. Why you putter? Because the Rebbeinu Gershom said, don't dig pits in the street. What are you doing? Digging a pit in the middle of the street, what do you expect to happen? Don't do that. Very simple, right? Very simple. Now, what if it was someone else in the pit? Did that corner explain that they would have to make over? Because that guy is just as the owner of the shop. Saw a pit in the middle of the street, thought he saw a dollar, went down in there to catch the dollar, and then a shark fell on top of it. So they're both in the pit. Then there is kosher. But if it's the owner of the pit, according to what Rashi means to say, it's the owner of the pit, then the Baal HaShor is kosher. Why? Who digs pits in the middle of the street? What are you doing? Okay? Good? Good. V'lo'od, not only that, Ela she'im meis HaShor, what if the Shor died? Shor fell into a pit and died? Shor died. Yarshe Baal HaBar, or listen, they both died. Right? The Shor fell in on top of the guy, top of the balabar, top of the pit digger, they both died. So, in Meis HaShor, Yorshe Baal HaBar, Chayavin L'Shalem, Demei Shor L'Bailov. The children of the guy who dug the pit have to pay now for the ox. Okay? Good? What do you see from there? What do you see from there? What do you see from there? That the yarshim of a mazik do have to pay. They do have to pay. Right? But they do have to pay. Why? Because it's a mill of it's like an obligation. It's like a fit in the Torah. The guy's dead. The answer is, so what? discussion. We'll keep on paying. He doesn't have to pay. So, Amar Ila, Amar Rav. No. Over there, okay, it's one of these, like, send an animation tomorrow. No. Over there, Kisha Amad Bedin. No. There was a din on the Baal HaAshor. Who was the din on? There was a din. Yeah, the Mazik. There was a din on him before he died. Wait a minute, how could there be a din on him before he died? Because the shark came and fell on top and killed him. That could be a din. The answer is, Amar Avada Bar Ava Bishaso Trefa. We're talking about, didn't kill him right away, but what happened was, the shark became a Trefa. So what happened was, the shark fell on top of him. The shark became a Trefa. He didn't die right away. Nobody died right away. The shark didn't really die. He became a Trefa. Since it became a trefa, what could you do with it anyway? You can't do anything with it anyway. You can't do anything. It's nothing. Right? The trefa. It's not going to be eaten now. That's what happened. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Bar of Nachman, Tani Chaga, Mace Vikavro. What are you talking about? Chaga taught that you buried it. If it became a trefa, yeah, true, you can't eat it now. It's still alive. You can tell it to be plowing now. You can tell it for a plowing char. Or you can tell it to I don't know what, whatever you want to put a circus, you can tell it over there also. So what do you mean? What do you mean that? I get to be a hamadus and din. Doesn't make any sense. So the hilchas, you know what the story is? Doesn't mean the hilchas halacha. You know what the story is? The yasvi dayne apume debeira. The judge was sitting by the mouth of the pit. What happened? The guy's in the pit. The shark falls in. The bed is right there. They quickly make a din Torah that baal habar who's chayav over here. Then they all die. So now it wasn't the yarshim. It was him. So it's not a riot either way. The dime was on him. Why? Because the bed luckily was right there. You hear this case? Yeah, as I said, it's an animation. So a lot of things have to happen, but it's tomorrow to make any sense. Right? They have to be both fall to the pit. Oh, they're about to die. The bed quickly comes to the scene of the crime. They do a din Torah now. They mechayev the balabar. No, the mechayev the balabar. So the point is, exactly. So it's not a riot that Yarshim have to pay. It's not a riot Yarshim have to pay. Because why? He has to pay. Now, if he has to pay, and then he dies, and the Yarshim has to pay, that's old news. If the Yarshim has to pay, the debt of your father. That's old story. Why? That's a legitimate debt. Why is it a legitimate debt? Because the bed's impossible before he died. Right? That's a legitimate debt. That's old news. Does it have anything to do with our machlokas? Zero. Okay? Again, the point is, unlikely it's ever happened. It's not unlikely to pit and accident. That could have happened. So the bed is right there, and they quickly had a dim, and it's unlikely. But the point is, again, to teach you the rule. The rule is that we don't have an answer about what would happen if a mazik has to pay. It's as if it's star. It's as if it's written down in the children. We don't have an answer for that. This is talking about a crazy, unusual case where there was a bed in stock. So the bed in stock, the Yarshim are paying because there's a debt already. We don't have an answer. That's old news. What about if it wouldn't have been the Bez and Tzak? We don't have an answer. Okay? Next. Now that... There's no rule like that. It's not America. By the way, the defendant's not allowed to talk.
Does he have to be there?
That's a good question. Maybe. I think yes. Yeah, I think he might have to... See, he's there. He's sitting right there. About to die. He's right there. I know he's not a ghost case. By the way, think about it. In the Torah, there's no defense. Right? The only defense is you bring Edom to contradict the first Edom. Two Edom come and say, Reuben killed Shimon. With a straw and all that. Two Edom come and say, Reuben punched Shimon. Punched him. There's no Malchus. There's no Misa. What? My money. Hey. Nezek, Tar, Rifu, Shevet, Boshet, you're going to pay all that. What's his defense? No, I didn't do it. The creator for that. It's a jury. Okay, he said he did it. He said he didn't do it. Yeah, I think he's lying. We're going to pick him. That's what happens in America. That's not what happened in the Torah, right? There's no defense. There's defense. You bring Aiden and say, no, it wasn't true. You thought I punched him. I really give him I really was patting his cheek because I like him. Right? No, he's on defense, he's an agent. Okay, next. Now that we're talking a little bit about a guy being taken out to Mitzah, more discussion about being taken out to visa. So this is also crazy. Tanar Rabbanan, Hayotze Lihorig, if someone's being taken out to be visa, Mazin Allah Bidam Chatasa Umidam Hashamah. Let's see what happens. But also, the guy was, let's say, Eid Chela. Eid Chela. So he has to bring a carbon for that. Bishogi, Eid Chela Bishogi. He has to bring a carbon for that. Unrelated, he also was Michal Shabbat. So he's being killed for that. Okay? So while he's being killed for that, can they sprinkle the dam on his chalav carbon? The answer is yes. Hamyoji lihorek, if someone's being taken out to be killed, mazin olav midam chatas and midam hashamo. We'll finish up his carbon for the other avera that he did. Right, says Rashi. No, there is no Rashi. I'm sorry. No, not Rashi. Right, you hear what's going on? Since he also did another unrelated avera, he has a chatas or an asham for that. That will do. Right? Yes, the Neder HaKodesh, a very interesting question. Wait a minute. If someone is being taken out to be killed, you know what that means? That means you're what? No. Just the opposite. If someone's being taken out to be killed, there's no question you got us wrong. If you turn that light on Shabbos, you're going to be Chayav Nisa. They're going to think it's a Kitzkila. I don't care, I'm doing it anyway. And he did it, and there was injury. Such a person can bring a carbon? Isn't he called a mumar? Mumar can't bring a carbon. That's the rule. Mumar can't bring a carbon. So it's an economic. If it was Shabbat or Avodah Zarah, you're right. So please, like this. Let's say it wasn't Shabbat. Okay, it wasn't Shabbat. It was killed somebody. Exactly, killed somebody. Right. So just because he killed somebody, does that mean he can't do kapara for his for something else? For a trait? What's one thing has with the other? Right? We like hearing that because none of us are perfect. So we excel in certain areas. And certain areas we have Nisyano. So they have nothing to do with each other. But you're judge of the good and you're gonna be judging the bad. Right? How exactly that works, we don't know. So right, just because if it's Shabbos, you're right. If it's Shabbos, you're classified as a mumar, even though it shouldn't make a difference. Shabbos and Avodah Zarah are different. If you're over to Avodah Zarah, you can't bring a carbon playing up. Because then you're not a Jew. Same thing with Shabbos. So if it wasn't Shabbat, it wasn't a Avodah Zarah. He killed somebody, or he had relations with his mother-in-law. All these crazy things that he did. Well, just because he did that, he's being killed for that. Why can't he bring a carbon? There's no relationship. It's a good question, but the answer is even better. The answer is nothing to do with each other. Right? Just because you did an Avera here, doesn't mean you can't do a Kapara there. He gives another answer. He says, what if you did Tshuva? I did Tshuva. Very sorry I did that. The answer is, we still kill you. Right? We still kill you. Tshuva has nothing to do with Misa B'Yesh Adam. Nothing to do with that. You do Tshuva all you want. Tshuva is a good thing. We want you to do Tshuva. It won't stop the punishment. Right? It won't stop it. It won't stop Bezdin. Maybe it'll stop Hashem, but not Bezdin. The question is, why is that? Because there's another Yehuda that told Tshuva about that. Why that's true. I don't remember what he answered. There was a guy who came to the other Yehuda to tell him that he was leaving. That it was either a married woman, certainly a married woman. It might have even been a relative of his. And he said, do Tshuva. What kind of tshuva is that? He's been for 100 years that can do tshuva. You know? It won't stop the fact that she was up and out for her husband. She did it for her husband. He said, yeah, but we're doing tshuva. It doesn't change the rules on the ground. In Shemayim, what? In Shemayim, amen. Maybe change in Shemayim. What has Hashem to do with you? It's up to Hashem. Yeah, tshuva is important. It doesn't change the rules on the ground. So just because you did tshuva, you did some avera, it's still going to kill you. What about the carbon? What's to do with each other? Now, Ched Ba'osa Shah ain't his cock and low. Now, on the way to be killed, you did some Ched. Now, we're not going to stop the whole procedure. We're not going to stop the Misa now, so you can go bring the carbon chattas because you just did something mistake. That's the deal, that's the eighth tail of that mistake. But while you're being taken out to be killed, you asked for some last meal, and the first of chaylev, you didn't even know. You think, what's the difference? The guy's going to be killed, and he'll forgive him the chaylev, right? That's no, you can't do that. You can give the guy chaylev. Didn't realize. Let's go bring the chatas now. Well, wait a day. No, you don't stop. That you don't do it. What's the difference? My time. What's the difference? I'm Rav Yosef. If they she'en ma'unin et adin. We don't delay the judgment. We don't delay the misa. How come in the ratio we let the carbon go? We allow the carbon to be brought. No. It's different. No, it was already shechted. It was already shechted. So this is how the day went. The morning the Kahanim woke up, and they said, okay, who's on the list for today? What's his name? Plony. He has a chatas here because he ate shrimp. Oh, okay, fine. Bring that animal over here. Right? They bring Plony. He does vidui. Right? And then they take him straight to the medicine to be killed. So they already shechted it. So they continue. Here, on the way to be executed, he did some aveira. No, we don't stop that and start the whole thing over. Right? Avol ein zavucha zavachmai. What if they hadn't shechted the behemoth yet? Then the answer is, no. Then we wouldn't shecht it. Haka. The question is, was it shechted already? If it was shechted already, then what's left to do? A few things left to do. That will do. We didn't shechted it yet, then we're not going to do it. So why do you have to give such differences? You can make a distinction in the same exact case. Adetani chet ba'osa sha enes hakelo. Why just come with a whole new thing about that the chet, the chet, liflog v'listei b'tidei. The distinction should be in the very same case. The vet of Amamurim, when is it true that we will keep the carbon going? If there was shechted already. Avol ein zav chazavuch lo, but not that. Has nothing to do with when you did the chet. You do the chet already, or you do the chet now. It has nothing to do with that. The issue is the shechting. To say that. The grant is, you're right. Hachanami kamar, you're right. Change the price and say that. They should say it like that. When is that true? When will we allow the carbon to continue? When you shechted it already. Now we shechted it already, so what's left to do? Rashi says it. There's not that much left to do. Right? Not that much left to do already. Okay. Avol ein ziv chazavuah, but if not, nase kemi shechet ba'os hashah. It's as if he did it right now. He could have made the chet with him yesterday. But the kahanim and the base finisher were like, well, your carbon was at the bottom of the list. So they sent a message, don't do his carbon, it's been left at execution already. But they can shechet it now. Then, ein is kachim, we don't shechet the animal. Has nothing to do with when the shechet, has nothing to do with when you sin. Has to do with when the kahanim get around to it. If they get around to it before the mitzvah with the mitzvah, then they continue, and if not, not. Okay, next Mishnah. Very interesting Mishnah. I was just telling my wife last night about this Mishnah. She wasn't so happy to hear it. Because we hear what this Mishnah is about. Ha'isha she'yata lihareg. If a woman's being taken out to be killed, she did not aveira. She was Michal Shabbat. Ain mamtinin la ajitele. Once she's pregnant. She's pregnant. She's 4 months pregnant. She knows she's pregnant. She's 9 months pregnant. You don't wait to have the baby before you kill her. Don't wait. Right? Now, however, you don't wait. However, Ha'isha Shiyashva ala Mashber. Let's say she's mom is already, she's in labor pains already. She's mom is already giving birth. Now they're not going to, okay, we'll take it to execution now. Can you wait 5 minutes till I have the baby? Then, Mamtina Lodge, then we do wait. Why do we wait? So Rashi says, the Kivon, listen to this. The reason we don't wait is because we're going to see that it's one book. You and the baby are considered one book. That's why we wait. Why don't we wait? Why do we wait? So Rashi says, Kivon de Akar Vidna, right? Since the baby became uprooted now and it started to come out, Mimkomo from its place, Gufa Achminihi, now has the status of a different book. Different guf. This is one of the makoros, the abortion gemaras, and all these types of gemaras right here. Rashi says, guf achminahu, it's a different guf. And an hour before this, it wasn't a different guf. Right? The cutoff is labor. It's a huge chiddush. We never would have said that in 100 years. The cutoff is labor? If it's before labor. What? What do you mean? She's in her 8th month. She's not in labor now. Now we're going to, she's chayav mita for something. Now we're going to kill her. Oh, she's in labor. What? Because don't we believe that as long as the baby is going to be, the baby's alive. We don't say it's one goof. What, it's like cutting her into fingernails? You cut your fingernails, you can have an abortion. We don't view that at all. Right? One goof after all, I can do what I want. We don't say that at all. Exactly. So what is exactly going on here? It's very complicated tomorrow. I'm making it very simple, you know? But that's, right? Why don't we wait? One goof, thrash is over. It's having labor ready. It's like its own goof now. Now you have to wait. Once labor started, the baby's starting to come out. Then you have to wait. And before that, you don't have to wait. The mission, you don't have to wait. Fascinating Mishnah. Right? You don't have to wait. Now, Pshita, isn't that obvious you don't have to wait? Goofahi, it's her goof. I'm sorry. Listen to this one. Ha'isha shenerga, if a woman gets killed, nanin b'saira, you're allowed to have hana from her hair. You can make a shekel out of her hair. It's no problem. Right? Isn't there an ister of having hana from a mace? We're going to get to that. The Gemara's going to ask that question. But you're allowed to have hana from her hair. Behema shenerga, a behema that got killed, asur b'hana, you can't have hana from that. But the behema got killed because the behema did not favor. Right? What? Let's say the behema killed, let's say you worshipped it for a avodah zarah, let's say it was nirva, whatever behema, whatever it did, the behema has to get killed. Right? So can you have hana now from the animal? The answer is no. What about the meat? Sure not. What about the hair? The hide? I'll make a pocketbook out of it? The answer is no. Right? No. Asur b'hana. So the question is, pshita, isn't it obvious that you don't wait after all? Goofy. Isn't it her body? Gemara said it. Goof, it's her body. What? It's a baby inside. It's her body. So what? That's a little shocking, no? Anyway. What? You make a shekel out of it. You heard of shekel? It's very expensive. It's very expensive. It's a big market. That what? We're going to talk about shekels. The Gemara is going to mention shekels in a few minutes. In a few minutes. You'll see, it's fascinating how where the Gemara comes up with it. What? Sagadaz HaKamina. Istrach. No. It was necessary for this mission to be written. Why? Sagadaz HaKamina. I would have thought Hol V'Ksiv, since it says, Kasha, listen to this. Kasha Yosef El Bala Isha, Mamona De Balhu. Let's say you push a pregnant woman. You push a pregnant woman. And what happens? Baby, it's a miscarriage. You have to pay for that. You have to pay for that baby. We don't say, well, it's a goof. We don't say that. You have to pay. How much is a pregnant woman worth? How much? So what's the pshat? What's the answer? The answer, exactly. Why? Because you're worth less. You're worth less now. With nine-fingered person is worth less than ten-fingered person. A woman without a baby is worth less than a woman with a baby. So what do you see? It's all about money. It's all about money. Right, mama's the father. It's all about money. It's all about money. So when it's about money, the baby inside the mother counts. I would have thought, well, if it's about money, it should count, no? It's about money. Mama's the balhu. Below lives the demine. We're going to have a law for the husband. And the wife, did somehow they rub. The husband loses the baby. Why does he lose the baby? It's all about money. Kamash Malani loses the baby. You hear that? You hear this, Kamara? Right? Vemahachanami. Why should he lose the baby? Taka's true. In Parshas Mishpatim, we don't lose the baby. In Parshas Mishpatim, you push a pregnant woman, you have to pay for that baby. Taka over here, you don't have to pay. How come we don't wait? We should wait. After all, the husband's waiting for his baby. It's worth money. So Gemara says it's Amar Vavo, Amar Yochanan, Amar Kra. It says in the Torah that if a man and a woman, married people that are not married to each other, have relations, they have an adulterous affair, they both die. You get the mitzvah for that. It says, Umeisu Gam Shneim. What do you mean, Gam Shneim? Umeisu Shneim. They both put with Gam Shneim. What that means? Well, Rabbi says, Avlad. There's a third person there. Why? She's pregnant. God, no matter who's involved over here, the husband and the wife, I don't care how many babies she has inside of her. There's a mitzvah here. So the answer is, how do you know you don't wait for a woman to have a baby? It's a pasuk. What do you mean? Not the husband, it's another man. It's another man. The father of the baby is in Beirut. And where's the mother? She's with another man. Right? And she's pregnant. But the husband's in Beirut. Who's babbling Beirut? What's the answer? Do we wait? He's an innocent victim over here, Neva. The answer is we don't wait. No, what? No, it doesn't matter. Well, it matters in a minute. You'll see in a minute, doesn't it? No, the point is, it might not matter. It's a good point. It might not matter. It doesn't matter who the child is. We don't wait. You don't wait. Everyone, they die. Now, the Me'iri asked a fascinating question. Why don't you bring a raya from Tamar? Tamar had relations with Mehuda. She was pregnant. And they weren't going to wait. Hear this? That's what Michael Fruchter told me. He can't remember for Mount Torah. The Meshachar doesn't give that answer. He gives an unbelievable answer. He gives an unbelievable answer. This is what Ben Shikoshman says. What? No? He says like this. He says, listen to this. Brilliant. He says, listen, how do you know you don't wait? Based on a pasuk. So the Goyim, which is what he was, Goyim are included in this pasuk of Gan Shneim? No. So you know what? We would wait for a Goyim. Strange. For a Goyim, we would wait. After all, it's about money. Ah! Who's the father? She's a zona. They thought she was a zona. We're going to wait for her? There's no father here. We don't know this guy. Who has claims to this baby? The answer is nobody. Why? She's a zona. We're not waiting. Maybe we would wait. Maybe we would wait. For a zona, we're not waiting. For a normal person, we'll wait. A regular woman, that she was Michal Shabbat, she called that, whatever, guy, whatever. The woman first Hashem. Nothing to do with the man. She's being put to death. Said the husband, what do you mean? What about my baby? So maybe we would wait. But we're not, for a zona, we're not waiting. That's what Hashem thought about a brilliant answer. Anyway, the Gemara says, wait a minute. From the word gam, we learn something else. From Iboyale, Achiu Shneem Shavin, Divir Byoshia, that they have to both be adults. They have to both be adults. They have to both be over the age of 13 and over the age of 12. That's what it learns from God. If one of them's under the age, then that person doesn't get mitzvah. That's what you learn from God. They have to both be equal, both be adults. Sigmara says, Ki kamrina migam, from the migam. Okay. That's what we learn from migam. Extra letter. What? Extra letter, right. Next. Doesn't say migam anyway. It says, umeshu gam shnei. What does that mean, migam? What does that mean? Even? Right? That then was learned from the word Shnehem. They both have to be the same age. And from Gam, we learned this din that we don't wait. Now, Yashva al Mashbar, but if she's already in labor, now we do wait. Why? My time, Kibin the Akar, since it's the baby starting to move, Gufach Minahu, it's its own goof. Right, Rashi, get that from? He got it from the Gemara. So don't goof. Amibudama Shmuel, Baisha Yotili Hareg, if a woman is, listen to this Gemara. If a woman is being taken out to be killed, I think this means like this. Makinosa keneged beteriyon. Before we kill her, we try to kill the baby. Makinosa keneged beteriyon. So hit her by her belly. Why? Kidei sheyomas havlad tchila. So the baby should die first. Kidei shelo tavo lidei nivel. It shouldn't come to a nivel. Right? Nivel means in a gross, like it's going to be a horrible situation. What's a horrible situation? So Rashi says, What does Rashi say? What's nivel? She'im yehei chayot bevlad yotze la'acha mitas imo v'nivelhu. I don't really say why. It's a nivel for the baby to be born after the mother dies. It'll be a mess. So because it's a mess, okay. Lememra, do you mean to say the he kadma, umeis bereisha, that the mother dies first? Is that what you mean to say? V'ha kaimalon, the vlad meis bereisha. We have a tradition that the baby will die first. So there's no nevel anyway. The baby's going to die first. It's not going to come out. So why have to kill the baby? Why hit the mother to kill the baby? The baby dies first. The Gemara says, "Ditnan tinok ben yomo, a tinok ben yomo, nochel umanchil, a one-day-old baby can inherit, and then can inherit others." In other words, right? The Avamar of Yushashis, nochel benichseim lahanchil laachim mina av. What happened? The mother died. When the mother died, this baby inherits his mother. The mother died. She had possessions. There's no one else around. The son inherits. What does he inherit? He inherits all the mother's property. Now, this boy has brothers from the same father. Okay? Now, the baby dies, 1 day old, 1 minute old. The mother died, he was born, the mother died, he inherits the mother. Then he died. All his brothers from his father's side inherit him. And they inherit all that woman. They're not related to that woman. Right? Maybe it's their stepmother. They're not really related to her. But they inherit all her stuff. So what do you see? That a baby, 1 day old, can inherit, and then can be queen. Goes both ways, right? However, it's a very good question. So So you, someone mentions that, that you don't wait 30 days. But so maybe that's exactly the Chiddush. So there, I don't know, that might be all the other reasons why you waited. What? Yeah. Correct. Right. Anyway, but however, Dafka ben Yom Echad. That's only if the baby's actually born. Abel Uber Lo, not if it's an Uber, in other words, if the mother died during childbirth, but the baby never came out, right? If the mother died during childbirth, but the baby never came out, what's the din? There's no Yerush at all. Why? Because we say the baby died first. Right now you're saying that the mother died first. But Misperesha, Ben Ben Yerush Adimo Bekeber, Lahan Chil Achin Minaav, because you can't inherit in the womb. In other words, you can't inherit if you're not born yet. So if the mother died, we assume that the baby died first, every Yarshin. Now you're telling me that the mother dies first? The Gemara answers, Hani Mi'uli Gabi Misa, Iri. That's talking about death. When it comes to death, we assume the baby died first. Why? Listen to this Gemara. You tell me that this Gemara is not a Kabbalah Gemara. Divlad Zutra Chiyusa Alei. The baby, the life of the baby is much weaker than the mother, the baby, right? Tipa de Malach HaMavet. A drop of the Malach HaMavet goes in, Umechatech Lehul Simanim, and kills the baby. So the baby does die first. Avon Derga, but if the mother is being put to death, then he may separate. No, then she dies first. Since she's being put to death, she dies first. Therefore, we try to make the baby die first, so we kill the baby inside. We try to do that. Bahave uvda, but there was a story for parches ad plas parches, and the baby thrashed three thrashes. So when it says, nah, miti hadi azanav hatlad, simma parches. That's like you chop off the tail of a lizard. The tail will jump around for a minute. That's nothing. It's still dead. Okay? Good? Based on that, Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Ha'ishas Yashma Alamashru Mesa. Let's say a woman died, while she's giving birth. She died during childbirth. So, Umesa B'Shabbos, and she dies B'Shabbos. So what do you do? Quickly, Mevi and Sakin, bring a knife, Umakarin is Krita, open up the belly, Umotzian is Havlat, try to save the baby. What's the Avera here? What's the Avera? The Avera is, you're cutting, the mother died. Save the baby. Right? What? Bad is muksa. So for all these things, we're going to suspend all that. Correct. So in other words, it's pshita. My Ovid, what are you doing over here? Mechatech, the basar who? You mean mechatech the basar? Right? That only applies by live people. Right? So I'm a rabba. No. Well, this is the chiddush is lahotzi sakin derech rishus harabim. You can even bring a knife from somewhere else. Rishus harabim. My kamash malon. What are you trying to tell me now? The mitzveika mechal linan shabza. That for a suffix will be mechal shabbos. That's an old story. Tanina mishenafel av mapolis. The ruin. The house fell down. Suffix who suf sham suffix ain't sham. We don't know if something's in the house. Maybe he's. Maybe he's not. Suffix. Suffix chai. Suffix mate. Maybe he already died. Suffolk Knani, Suffolk Yisrael, maybe we can go in there. We don't even know. What's the answer? Abkhina Lovitz Agal. Get the crane on Shabbos and go remove all the rubble. Why? For a Suffolk. Maybe you'll save someone's life. That's the old story. Sigmar says, no. Oh, by the house collapsing, there's a Chazaka. People are alive. The regular house, people are alive. You start, right? Abohach, but over here, there wasn't even a Chazaka Be'ikara. There was never a Chazaka. The baby was never alive. I would say, aim a low. Maybe we're not going to be Mechal Shabbat. Kamash Malan, we're going to be Mechal Shabbat. Okay? Rav Shlomo Zalman proves from here that a mother, a pregnant mother, is allowed to do things. Maybe she wouldn't be allowed to do them when she was not pregnant. But for someone else, for the baby, it's mother. For example, he gives us vitamins. Your emotions are allowed to take vitamins on Shabbat. Let's say you're old, you don't take vitamins on Shabbat. You don't want to take vitamins on Shabbat. But for the baby, he certainly allowed it. Not for you. It'd be prenatal vitamins. But for the baby. That was all the time. Even if you hold that, you know, you don't want to take vitamins on Shabbos, you want to be machmir. Right? But for the baby, that he certainly allowed it. You might, but see from here, you for yourself, maybe you can't. But for someone else, certainly can. Very interesting. right? Okay. Ha'isha next. Ha'isha shenerga. So what did we say? We said that the hair of a mother, the hair of a woman is mutter. Right? The hair of a woman that was killed is mutter. It wants to wait a minute. Ba'mai yisuri hananinu. Isn't a maid to Asar Bahana? So Amar Rav, Ba'omeres, Sinu Sairi Libid. No, she said, I want the hair to go to my daughter. What does that mean? Ilu Amar Sinu Yadi Libid Miyavin. Like, what if she'll allow my hand to go to my daughter? Oh, we'll do that. After she's dead, we're going to take the hand and cut it off and give it to the daughter. Well, we're not going to do that. No. Amar Papa, Amar Rav, the Payanachris. No. It was already a sheitel. It was a sheitel. She wants not her hair. It was her sheitel. So the Gemara says, Taima the Amar Tanu. So, because she said, I want the sheitel to go to my daughter. Hello, Amar Tanu. What? And what if she didn't say give it? Gufahu? It would be considered part of her body? Umitzar? And then it would be usher to do that? Does that make any sense? Baha, mi bayalei l'Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina. Listen to this. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina had the following shayla. The Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, sar nashim tidkanios mahu. There's a halacha that by ir hanidachas, ir hanidachas works like this. Rove of the city worship Avodah Zarah. So what happens to the mir who didn't worship Avodah Zarah? What about the nashim tidkanios? Do they get put to death? No, they do not get put to death. Only the ones who did it get put to death. However, they lose all their property. They lose all their property. Says Rashi, Kami Boyale. One more line of the Gemara. Sar Nashim Tikanios Mahu. Amar Rava, the Pei Anachos Kami Boyale. The Shaila was, what's the story with the Sheitels of the Nashim Tikanios? What's the story with them? Why? Because the halacha is, look at Rashi. Iki Gufahu Vinito, is it your body? And if it's your body, you can see. Oh, e kimamona. Or is it your money? The kaimalon. Tzadikim shevetocha, yotzin mimena aruma. The tzadikim in the city would walk out without any clothes on. Stark naked. Why? Because all their possessions have to be destroyed. Even from the tzadikim. They don't get killed. They didn't do anything wrong. But you live in a bad city, your mama has to be destroyed. So they walk out of that city completely naked. What about the sheitel? What about the sheitel? You hear this? B'chal mamon hump nishma. All their money gets burnt. The tziv gets called shalal tikpots. Alma b'sapkina lay. They had a sussek about shetels. E kigufa, e laf kigufa. Are the shetels part of her body or not? Right? The tziv shot lay mehacha the kigufahu. So here, bring her right here. It's part of her book. If she said, I want it to go to my daughter, then we'll give it to the daughter. Otherwise, it's like a book. So they had a sussek by Yerdi Dachas. We resolved the sussek. What was your sussek? So the Gemara answers. You hear all this? So the Gemara answers, this must not be the sheitel that we know of today. So the Gemara's following answer. Because the Gemara's like this. Ki kami boyalei l'Rabbi Yossi b'Chanina, the tali b'tzichta. The shaila was when the sheitel, on the sheitel head, or not really on the sheitel head, maybe it was propped up somehow on the head itself. So it wasn't attached to her. So these sheitels might have been attached in a much more permanent way. And therefore, to remove it, we would never do. Right? So it's part of her book. Exactly. So what was the shayla? And so if it's on the sheitel head, it gets destroyed. But if I'm wearing it, we'll leave it on. Okay. That was the shayla. Right. Exactly. No, they walk out without any clothing.
Exactly.
No, so this is more than clothing. It's mamash part of your body. Exactly. More than clothing. Hacha, but over here, by the case of the mace, the mechaber ba. It's connected to her. It's mamash part of her body. Taima da amra tenu. So the only reason we give it is because she said, I want to give it. Hala amar tenu, gufahi v'metater. It would be considered part of her guf, and it would taka be us to remove. Kashalei l'Rab Nachman by Yitzchak. So Rabbi Nachman said, wait a minute. But do me the behemah katani. Didn't we just say, the two statements are together, behemah and a woman. Ma hasav gufa af hachanami gufe. Isn't it the same thing? Just like a guf of a behemah, you cannot use this asavana. Why don't your shaitel be different? Elam Rab Nachman, here's the answer. Here's how the shaitel mutter. Zu mitzasa osarta. the reason that the mace, a reason a human being becomes awesome is because they die. And you know what? Hair, whether it's real hair or a shetel, it no longer grows. It doesn't grow. Therefore, it's not awesome. Ha, vizu, but a behema, gmardina of sarta. It becomes usher at the moment of gmar din. Not at the moment of death, at the moment of gmar din. So therefore, it's all usher, still growing. That's the distinction. That's why hair of a human being is completely different. Forget shaitel. You're right. Forget that. Even regular hair. You can go to a mate and cut, I don't know how possible this is, not a death. You can go to a mate and cut off the hair. Why? Because once it's dead, the hair is nothing. It's like clothing. You remove the clothing of a mate, it's no different at all. You hear this? Tani Levi, Kavase, Derav, Tani Levi, Kavase, Derav, Nach. Are you talking? I'm saying that a human being becomes usher, a human being, a mate to usher, not enough. That's only something that when it died, had life. The hair all never had life. It doesn't grow. It doesn't grow now. Therefore, the hair is usher. Right? The rest of it, that's to be true with everything. Why is the skin any different? It's not growing. It's dead. Not going to show the killing. For some reason, you hear my question? Once the person died, now the itzah kicked in. Now, hair doesn't grow when it's dead, so nothing grows. Because there's still life inside, there's still blood flowing inside after death. Not true, really. But by a behema, the gemar din is the kicker. So once it's a gemar din, it's awesome. It keeps on growing, so it's still awesome. Now, we just said, Tani Levi Kavasei Derav, Tani Levi Kavasei Derav Nachamitan, Tani Levi Kavasei Derav, he says, you got to the Horeg, if a woman goes out to be killed, but Omar Tanu Sari Leviti, if someone says, I want my hair to go to my daughter, Nostin, we'll give it. Mesa ain't nostin. But Mesa ain't nostin, but they shamez asavana. So Pshita's obvious. Ella, Shinoi hamez asavana. So even the beauty of Mesa asavana. And Tanaka Vatadur of Nacham, Yitzchak, Isha, Shemesa, Nanan, Besaira, Behema, Shinerga, Asurbana. My half is Pedelazet. What's the difference between a Behema and a human being? The answer is Misasa, Osarta, by a human being, the Misa is what's Osar. Zeh, Gradino, Osarta. When it comes to a mace, but it comes to Behema, what's the Isser? Where does the Isser begin? The Isser begins at Gemar Din. It can live for another year. So all that growth is all Asavana. Like Hajjalach, Hakal Ma'achid, Hajjalach, Ma'achid, Hajjalach, Hakal Ma'achid. Tomorrow we set the new parak. I wanted to do a little bit today because tomorrow's stuff is very, very difficult. So hopefully we'll finish it tomorrow. Everyone have a good day, and we'll tomorrow have a good job.